Yud. There's an interesting halakha that the Mishnah Berura brings down in the laws of Tisha B'Av, and that is if somebody has a stain, a ketim, on his suit, and he needs to wear that suit for Shabbat, so he'd be allowed to launder and just put some water on that stain in order to clean it lichbod Shabbat. Now we understand why the Mishnah Berura is bringing down this halakha, because according to the Ashkenazim, already they're forbidden to launder clothes from the beginning of the 9 days. So therefore, you need to know that lichbod Shabbat, so you'd be able to take off the stain. However, the question really is, Hacham Uvadia in his halachot also brings this halakha down, that if a person has a stain, lichbod Shabbat, you could clean it. Question is, according to us, it doesn't matter anyway, because our laws of laundering don't begin until Shavua Shehalbo Tisha B'Av. So therefore, always the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, anyway it's mutar, because it's within the 9 days. The laws of laundering don't begin till Sunday. So you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So of course, you could clean it on Friday, Lichbod Shabbat, you can clean the whole suit. There's no din of kibus before Shavua Shehalbo Tisha B'Av. So when they asked Hacham this question, he said really he would allow during the week of Tisha B'Av, Shavua Shehalbo, to clean a stain for the next Shabbat, or not even for the next Shabbat, even on its own, because he holds that this is not considered laundering. When you just put some water on a little spot over here and you clean it off, that's not the kibbutz that Hachamim were talking about, and that's the way they want to bring that from Shlomo Zalman Oyebach as well, that the kibbutz is talking about a regular kibbutz. But especially if you're going to leave the stain there and it's going to cause the suit to become ruined, so of course, even the week of the Tisha B'Av, a person would be allowed to do it. All the more so if it's the suit lichbod Shabbat. And Hacham is lenient even if it's not the suit for Shabbat, because it's not kibbutz. Certainly if it's for Shabbat, he would be mekel as well, even the Shabbat after the Tisha B'Av. It should be pointed out, Hacham Ben Zion argues on this in Or LeZion. He holds even taking a stain off during Shavuot Shehalbo, even the following Shabbat, is going to be asur. But again, the Maaseh, for sure, according to the Ashkenazim, there is no problem. The Mishnah Berura clearly writes it, that the Shabbat of Chazon, and according to the Hacham, would be permissible even the week of Tisha B'Av, even if you're not doing it lichbod Shabbat. But kol sheken, if you're doing it lichbod the following Shabbat, it would be permissible.